I'd like to welcome back to the show Shannon Martin Roberts. She is executive director of the Santa Fe Children's Museum. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So what happens in the fall at the Children's Museum?
Well, the first thing that we do is we celebrate the abundance of summer. So we welcome fall with our fall festival, which is this Sunday, the 15th. And we really celebrate. We have amazing things in our garden that we want to share. We want the community to come help us to harvest.
You grow food?
We do. We have a group of youth that is supported by the City of Santa Fe called the Youth Conservation Corps. And all summer they have been planting and growing these amazing things. And if you were to come and visit today, we would probably have a fresh salad available for visitors that came straight from our garden.
You would have to tie my hands behind my back so I didn't eat all your tomatoes.
Well, I actually was walking through the garden on Sunday with some visitors, and I saw a gentleman snatching little tomato grapes, and he looked very guilty, and I told him that's exactly why they're there, to share. And he said, should I wash them? No, it's an organic garden. Just go for it. It tastes better right off the vine.
It does indeed.
The core members this year have also built an orno, so a traditional orno for baking, and that was also in partnership with Cornerstones Foundation, and we are going to be baking these wonderful things that we've pulled from the garden, so think mini pizzas and grilling vegetables, and just sort of this really fun way to cook things, a very natural way. The orno's been now built. It's covered in mica, which is a shiny element, because our core members wanted it to have a sparkly orno. So please come and see our sparkly orno that they designed. And
the Children's Museum gets to build a sparkly orno.
We do. You know, that's the kind of thing. And when you have young people who are actually the people building it, then we allow them their imagination. And they're so proud of it. They will be there helping with the orno and doing arts and crafts, among other things, at the event. And they'll be wearing aprons, and I hope everyone says, wow, this is really cool, because they've worked all summer. This is their celebration. This is the end of their program, and they're excited to share everything. In addition to that, we have noticed that children love animals. And so,
you think?
We have a new snake, Cornelius, who's a corn snake. He's been quite popular.
Cornelius, the corn snake.
Yes. Of course, named by our guests. But one of the things we wanted to do is make that connection while we're talking about natural farming and things like that, the connection to some of the things that we have every day. So we have a family of alpacas coming to visit us.
Really?
And the family of alpacas are coming with their owners, and they'll be doing spinning and felting with the alpaca wool.
What do they eat?
Alpacas?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Maybe I should find out.
We'll have one of them on the air.
Yes, please. But I understand they're wonderful, and they love to be pet, which is perfect. So again, though, making that connection with the children, this is an alpaca, and you're wearing a wool alpaca sweater, and this is where it comes from, and this is how it comes from the animal. I think all of these connections are important. We'll also have a mama and baby goats on hand, and cheese samples. So again, that sort of connection to the natural world.
Very important for young people. We didn't get that. We thought food came from cans.
No. Exactly. And we actually are going to dig up the potatoes out of the ground and things like that. That just this whole wonderful connection that it's not going to the market or the cans. This is really where it comes from. And of course, we have this abundance in New Mexico. But I'm always startled, being a new New Mexican myself, that even people who've grown up here don't necessarily make the connection. Our visitors from out of state, of course, are just overwhelmed with the greens, for example, in the garden. And really, you grew this. Like, they're mystified.
Right. They thought it was your saguaro cactuses.
Right from this ground. The other thing I'm really excited about being New Mexican is our ice cream. So part of this is our ice cream social, which people love, is coming from our friends at Taos Cow Creamery. And I understand they make some pretty amazing ice cream. So we're excited about that. In addition, lots of hands-on activities, of course. What we're known for, we'll be making paper, and making paper from things in the garden, and lavender sachets. And we'll also be making adobe bricks which is how we built our Orno. So lots of hands-on, fun, natural things going on.
And so it's funny that it's called a museum because it's really more of a place where you go and do stuff.
Exactly. It's an experience, and it's a hands-on museum. We do a lot of art type things, of course, coming from this wonderful community. But even our art projects tend to have a natural feel to them. We're so fortunate to share the wealth of artists here, and we have programs that bring in local artists every week, which are sponsored by the city and the state, which really makes that experience even better because you grow up, your next door neighbor could be a wonderful artist, and this is a way to also make that connection with your community. And for our visitors who come to this wonderful community looking and going through galleries and things and realizing that not only do we have artists creating here, but they're also sharing with their community.
We're talking to Shannon Martin Roberts of the Santa Fe Children's Museum. One thing I wondered is, are the museums open during the same hours that kids are in school?
One thing that I was surprised about is that there wasn't an evening that we were open a little bit later, which gives the child who gets out of school more time, perhaps with their working parent. And, you know, I know myself as a single mother, I would work all day and I would pick my daughter up from school. And then I still wanted to have an activity with her. I wanted it to be more than just let's do homework or let's get ready for bed. Let's just do something. Let's share some time. So beginning last week, we are opening on Thursday evenings. And even more exciting than opening on Thursday evenings, it's free for children. And we're calling it Try It Thursdays. So on Thursdays, beginning at 4 o'clock, we're inviting everyone to come out and try something new. It's also new for us. It's a way for us to bring in different artists maybe that we've never worked with. We're doing mini maker programs. So our makerspace, which is our program, which is really a movement and programming for older children where they make things like mini robotics and things like this. This is an opportunity for our younger visitors, 3 to 5, up to 7, to try some of these programs as well. But more than anything else, maybe you've never visited the museum. Come and try us on Thursday evening. We're open until 7.
Okay.
We invite, if you want to bring your dinner, we have some spaces where you could share your dinner with your family. Of course, until the weather turns too cold, we have gorgeous gardens that we invite you to come and have a family picnic and come into the museum.
When you talk about the older kids doing robotics and projects like that, do they have a chance to do them in an ongoing way? I mean, can you kind of come every day after school and do your thing, or...?
We hope to move to that. Right now, we have a monthly program for the makers. We're also having a makers fair at the end of September. So anyone who's interested, just check out our website for the date and time. Once a month, at least, we'll have the programming based on demand. We are hoping to increase it. And as a matter of fact, our Thursday evening, we're hoping to have a come and just try it opportunity on Thursday evenings, pretty much, you know, demand. So if somebody out there is listening and they think this might be something great to do with the family, then I encourage them to come on our Makerspace Fair, which is, again, the end of September. It's also a great thing to do with an adult and a child. You know, it's a great shared time. We had several programs in the summer that were two-day programs. One was on Father's Day, and we had a lot of fathers come out with their kids, and the things that they did were really pretty amazing.
The website is SantaFeChildrensMuseum.org, by the way, if anybody wants more information on these things. So you've been here, what, a year?
5 months.
Only five months?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes,
it seems
my first
while
summer.
Since you were here on.
I know, and it was my first summer. Now it's my first winter, and I bought way too many pairs of boots. I think I'm probably, like, overcompensating.
Well, it does get cold here, but do you find that there's a lot of people from out of town who come in with their kids, or is it mostly local?
I would say about 40% of our visitors this summer were out of town. And they, when I say out of town, I mean out from all over the country, but also all over the world. And that was one of the things we experienced, is that we had a language barrier, but not really, because we don't have a lot of language in the museum. And
right.
It's pretty easy to figure out how to do things. And I had an experience. I sat down at one of the art tables. They were doing self-portraits, and there were three children sitting there and one adult facilitator. And two of the children spoke two different languages, and then one was the English speaker, and they had no problem communicating. You know, the art and the experience is really sort of this international language, and they were coloring on each other's and they were comparing, and it didn't really matter. But, you know, one of the things that's exciting for me is, not being a native New Mexican, I see things maybe from a different perspective. Solar energy, for example, is not something I know a lot about or am as accustomed to.
And where did you come from?
From Texas.
Oh, okay.
Which we should have plenty of solar. It just
in
hasn't
theory.
Happened. Yes, so it just hasn't happened quite yet. But we the core members built a wonderful fountain, which is out in the garden, and it is powered by solar energy. But we don't have any signage there. And the assumption was, well, of course everybody will know that this is being powered by solar energy. But as a visitor, I'm coming from that perspective, I don't know that. So it has been great, because I bring a little bit of a different perspective to make sure that we're sharing with all the visitors these great things, water conservation, things like that.
Now, Shannon, you've got a thing called, what is it called, Parent Talk?
Parent Talk,
what's
yes.
that?
Parent Talk started last year and is backed by very popular demand. We are bringing in two experts each month, but two very different experts. One is has a background in women's health and midwifery, and she's also an early childhood development specialist. And she will be coming in the second and fourth Friday of each month. So again, please check our website. And she's really there hoping to have an opportunity to answer questions. She works more in a group setting. So with our 0 to 3, she's hoping that there is an opportunity for parents to learn together and have more of a conversation. But certainly if a parent or a caregiver has a question about the specific child, she's able in the museum setting just to observe any kind of interactions and give advice. And then our other expert will be there the second Sunday of every month from 1 to 3. He is a licensed marriage, family therapist, and his specialty is also in child clinical psychology. This is a more formal opportunity. We actually have parents could make an appointment with him. Certainly there's no charge for the appointment, but if they wanted to go to a more quiet space and visit with him, that's perfect. If not, he is just available for families to ask questions. And again, both of these experts are available. There's no boundaries. You don't necessarily have to make an appointment. They are just in the museum as a resource. And we have found that this resource for families that might not make an appointment to get their questions answered, or they're intimidated by the system or the process.
Or it's really expensive,
it's
or you don't have insurance.
Or exactly. Or you don't know, or you think maybe, is this an issue or not? Is this a learning stage, or am I, as a parent, identifying an issue? These are two very different approaches, and yet they come from the same basis of early childhood development. And so for us, this is a wonderful opportunity to share with the community these experts. They are being sponsored by the wonderful Brindle Foundation, which does so much in this community for early childhood. And we're really excited to have them back. It's been something that we've had a lot of comments about. We've had families tell us that they would not have gone through the system in order to get the questions. Also, what we found is just this opportunity to have conversations and invite conversations with other families has been a really healthy developmental thing, to be sitting next to another caregiver that says, hey, you know, my child did that too at XYZ age. I think that gives us a lot of confidence as raising children.
Shannon Martin Roberts is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Children's Museum, which is on the web at santafechildrensmuseum.org. The Fall Festival and Ice Cream Social is at the Santa Fe Children's Museum this Sunday, the 15th of September, from noon to 5. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.